Scripture lesson for this morning is from Ephesians 6 chapter verses 10 through 13 and 15. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. So there's this theory that says that what makes us unique as human beings from all other species is our ability to create and to tell stories. Our ability to imagine, our ability to articulate and communicate something that does not yet exist. To create whole new worlds and stories and fantasies that become something different than what we've ever experienced before. And it's also said that it was this ability that sort of allowed us to survive in some of those stages of our human development, hunting and gathering, that as we would come along, we could see a track. And from that track in our mind, we could begin to create a story. You see, because we didn't hunt by a superior sense of smell or superior eyesight, but our ability to know what that track was about, what kind of animal it was, where was it headed, how big was it, how long ago had it been there. And from that story, we could follow those tracks, those footprints. And again, we couldn't run fast, we couldn't leap great distances, but we would keep pushing and tracking until finally we arrived at the end of the story, at what made the footprint. Now, if you're a vegetarian, this story might not make any sense. So you can substitute animal with pumpkin, celery, things like that, of how it is that we're able to come to know what is coming up and where we are headed in this world. So over the last several weeks, we've heard stories of the armor of God. We've heard stories and examples. We've heard from our lay leaders. That's going to be coming up this next year. We've heard from some of the other pastors about what it means for us to be clothed in this armor of God. For God to clothe us with such an assurance of our salvation that we're able to move forward in a life no matter anything that the forces of evil, that this world can throw at us to slow us down, assured of our salvation, protecting our heart in such a way that it's still fresh and willing to be given and poured out for others, filled our hands with the very tools that we need to survive in this life and in order to pass on a story and a gospel and a word to keep us active and moving in this world. And so today, we come to what may be the most important piece of armor that we put on. But we have to remind ourselves that none of this matters at all if what's going on underneath the armor isn't willing to stand and to move when God calls us. Really, at that point, we're just a paperweight. And that's what makes today so significant. Because in some ways it seems like such a throwaway. It seems a little obvious, or it seems not really nearly as impressive as swords and shields and helmets and breastplates. But what we put on our feet, the first piece that we put on when we're getting ready, and the last piece that we take off after we've taken off all this other armor. Sandals or shoes, or as our gospel, or as our reading said this morning, whatever you possibly need in order to prepare your feet to go and to share the gospel of peace with the world. There's something so significant about our feet. Because you see, this is not a just sitting down faith. This is a moving faith. This is a standing faith. And there's something significant that the attention is brought to our feet and what we wear in order to prepare us to move into what God is calling us to do. To share signs of peace. And to move forward and continue to push forward when all the other signs and all the other forces and everything that the world is showing us that there is no peace left to give. By simply moving forward, we leave footprints of where we've been. And there's something significant about those footprints. Like we said before at the very beginning, the story that those footprints begin to tell, especially to those that are coming up after us, to children, to youth, to our families, to new disciples in the faith. Our footprints and our ways tell the story of everything that we have been through. And when they see the signs of the hardship, when they see the signs of the struggle, when they see the signs of the battles all around us, and yet they still see footprints moving forward, that is a story worth telling. And for one looking for a way in this world, and if this is a trail, and if these are footprints that are worth following, to see that they still continue through everything that the world has tried to throw at them, they see that there is something worthwhile in the way that we move, and in the way that we walk, and in the way that God has equipped us to continue moving together through this life. The footprints that we leave. As a church, over this last year, I spent some time thinking about all the footprints that we have left all over this world, all over this nation, all over this community. We've had footprints go all the way to Bulgaria. We've had footprints down to Peru and Ecuador. We've had footprints to Donaldson Prison. We've had footprints that have come to Aaronstaff and Vacation Bible School. We have footprints all the way to Appalachia and wheelchair ramps and projects. We have footprints to Buck Creek and feeding ministries, to our local elementary schools. And we have footprints to every bag of grocery that anybody has taken home to a hungry family this year. Footprints that have told a story of what God is doing in our midst and in this community. And footprints that have been worth following to a gospel and a story and relationships that have shared signs of peace and of joy when people have needed it the most in this world. And not all of us have gone on all those journeys, but that's okay. Because as we come together as a family, as we come together as a church, you share in each of those stories, you share in each of those paths that others have followed. You are part of every goldfish cracker that has been eaten in our children's ministry. You are a part of every song that has been written and every song that has been sung and played in these worship services. You are a part of every child who first heard that there is a God in this world who loves them. You have been a part of every whitewater rafting trip. You have been a part of every leadership retreat. You have been part of every Emmaus walk and discipleship building walk where somebody has heard the story that God has a deep work for them to do in this life. And you have shared in that story and in that life that God has begun to show to the world. The footprints that we have left as a community of faith are all over this community, all over this nation, and all over this world. But you know other stories too, don't you? You know other conversations and other works that I don't know about. And those are the really powerful ones. Because as we've been moving together as a church, as we've been moving together as disciples locked together into this vision that God has for our church, as we've been walking, you've been noticing footprints of your own. Footprints that all of a sudden we don't see anymore. Footprints that have wandered to the side or began to look as if somebody began to stutter and to fall. And you have followed some of those footprints, and you have followed some of those stories, and you have found people that are off on the sides and the margins that needed somebody to tell them that they are worth it and that they will be there for them in this life. You have made footprints and stories of relationships, of shoulders that needed to be cried upon, of grief and loss that is so raw and so real in this life that we're not sure will ever be the same, of tragedies that have changed families and altered communities. And you have been there sharing signs of peace, of mercy, of love, and of grace. And those are the footprints that truly matter. And those are the footprints that change this world in an incredible way. What God has been able to do by us by just simply wrapping our feet and preparing us to move out into this world is a powerful testimony of everywhere we have been over this last year, but a testimony of where God is planning on taking us in the year to come. Because as we were saying in the beginning, when we see a set of footprints, we begin to create a story. Because we know of everywhere we've been and the experiences that we've drawn up to know that God is taking us somewhere rich and incredible as well. And the story of how we walk through the difficult times becomes just as much of a testimony as how we've walked through the easy times. But whichever comes in front of us, and whichever one we face, we are not alone in how we walk into that future. As we walk together as disciples, and we walk forward with Christ. Now today in worship is a time during stewardship that we have a time to bring forth our commitment cards if you have one. And as you've received this, or as you picked it up today, or even as you haven't realized that this was even available, there's some on the back of the chairs kind of throughout the row that you're on. As you've looked at this, and as you've set it down, and as you picked it back up, and as you set it down again, and as you've prayed about this, and as you've thought about this, of if you're going to fill it out, and of how you're going to fill it out. More than numbers and more than budgets, what this can be today is a time to remember of everything that God has shown you over this last year. Everything that God has equipped you to handle. And a thought and a memory of all the footprints that we have left as a church, and you individually as disciples as well. And a hope and a commitment of where we hope to go as a church and as disciples together. And knowing that God has incredible work that He has prepared for us, incredible ways that He is creating new ministries and opportunities and raising up new leaders and honoring the leaders that have brought us to where we are. And knowing that God has a way for us and how we walk into this future And how we walk into this path is a testimony of those coming behind us, of the disciples we are, and the God that we choose to follow. As the band starts to come back up to finish out our worship today, to sing our last songs, you have an opportunity to take your card, and if it's filled out, or if you'd like to fill it out in your seats, and if this is something that you'd like to present today, I've put two baskets here on the altar on this side, and two baskets that are here on the altar this side. And if you'd like to come, you have a chance to take your cards, to put them in the basket, and to pray as well, if you would like. Remembering of all the things that God has shown you and brought to you through this last year, and a hope and a prayer for where He was taking this church and us and disciples as the way to go, leaving footprints and telling a story that will save this world. Will you rise as we pray? Almighty and precious God, we do give you thanks. Lord, we give you thanks for the way that you have showed your life to us and the way that you have equipped our lives in this world to tell that story. The way, Lord, that you have wrapped our feet in such a way that we are ready to go and to tell the story of the gospel of peace in a world that has known so much tragedy, Lord, that you still have a story of hope and of peace and have chosen us to help tell that story and to show those signs. Lord, we give you thanks, and we hope to follow after you, leaving footprints for those who come to know that they can follow and meet a God who loves them and desires to know them in this life. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.